And welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
I feel like we have a lot of shows and industry stuff like that to talk about, you know, like TV. Yeah.
A lot of TV coming. It's TV season.
Is it TV season?
I feel like whenever it gets cold, it's like it's TV movie and TV season. Yeah. This weekend it was kind of cold and raining and I was kind of into it because I didn't have any plans. And I was like, I feel better about staying in and watching TV or movies when the weather is disgusting.
There's nothing
better.
Feels
very cozy.
There is no better feeling, not to sound like a complete hermit, but when you wake up in the morning, like on a Saturday morning, mm-hmm. and it's raining and you don't have any workout plans planned. So like, it's great. And it's raining and you're just like, oh, I can just literally lay here for another like hours and hours, just turn on TV, like brush my teeth, eat my breakfast in bed. And it's just like amazing.
It is great.
Do you do that?
I don't eat breakfast in bed because, as you know, I'm prone to spilling.
Yeah.
I think my spilling has gotten worse. I keep spilling more and more things.
What are you eating?
Well, I told you the incident with the cranberries. I spilled cranberries all over.
Eating the cranberries.
I know, that makes it worse. But last night we had sushi and I spilled soy sauce all over my boyfriend's carpet. He was not pleased with me, but he had a carpet cleaner. I remember at Rusty's house, I spilled the wine on the floor.
I spilled
a lot of stuff. I spilled like the tzatziki all over my pants today. You need to watch myself.
You need to get like a carry-on stain stick.
I have one of those, the Tide sticks.
The Tide to go. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you spill it like all over the place, those aren't as helpful.
Thank God I was drunk when you spilled that wine. I was kind of scared. Panicked.
I was really scared.
We had like dog like
it actually dog worked really well. It's like
remover, gun. And we like sprayed the shit out of it. Dusty. Rusty didn't even notice.
Oh, good.
Dusty Dingleman. But anyway,
speaking of TV,
I can't eat sushi. Sorry, not to go on to this really important topic, but like I can't eat sushi in bed either because too many sauces.
You need to eat something very like non-spilly.
Like I'll have some cereal in bed.
Yeah, that probably works. It's assuming easier. You don't spill it.
It's like, how are you splashing in the cereal?
I can spill anything anywhere. Yeah, it's a gift and a curse. It's mostly just a curse.
Okay. So speaking of things we watched. Did you watch anything particular this weekend?
Yes. So I saw the first episode of the Netflix show, Sabrina the Teenage.
Oh!
What was it called? Sabrina. There's the new underscore thing. It's like the new Sabrina.
Okay. Well, I watched 5 episodes of it, actually.
Oh, you watched 5. Okay. Yeah, I watched 1 and like a half.
Okay. Well, I watched the trailer and I was so into it. I was really excited.
The trailer is really good.
Because I love magic. Like, I've loved magic.
Did you like Harry Potter?
Shows. Yeah, I like the movies. Okay. Yeah.
You like to watch magic.
I love watching magic. Right. Yeah, it's so fun.
Have you ever been to a magic show?
Yes, but not like a really, really good one. I hear there's like an insanely cool magic show at the Nomad Hotel.
Oh, I went to that.
You did?
I lost a bet against Mike, my boyfriend, for picking the Bachelor winners.
Yeah.
And if I won, we were going to go to like some like Queen of the Night thing, which I recently found out does not exist anymore. He won. He wanted to go to a magic show. We went to the Nomad, Dan White. It was really cool. It's like very like classy magic.
Okay, I want to go to
that.
It's
like a very small room and it's like I went
it's
on
expensive,
stage.
Expensive, right?
It is expensive. It was like a night on the town kind
Do
of thing.
You get fed?
It's really hard to get tickets too. They
so
give
you,
you they give you you can buy food but they give you like popcorn and stuff. I don't know. I was like I guess people can occasionally cancel and I was like stalking the website and then there was one for like that night randomly that opened up.
Ooh,
and
I'm
I got it
surprised
but you have to buy it like a month in advance. It's very annoying.
Okay, I really want to do that. That sounds like a good winter activity.
It's a good winter activity. It's like it's pretty cool. It's like if you're not that into magic, like I'm not that into magic, it's like very chic. It's like makes you, because it's like at the Nomad Hotel.
You know I love chic things and I love magic, you so get I
like,
think I'll love it.
You get like a dirty martini at the thing downstairs. Ooh. There's someone who like brings you upstairs. You like wear a nice outfit. It's like it's like classy magic.
Watching this trailer, I was like so obsessed. I was so excited and I turn it on and I realize it's like it's sort of like Riverdale, kind of. Did you watch Riverdale?
I didn't watch Riverdale, but I've heard about it. And I've heard that they wanted it to be like Riverdale.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, then that's funny because I thought that.
Well, I haven't seen Riverdale, but here was my thought on the show. I was like, if they're going for this to be dark, it's not dark enough. And if they're going for it to be like fun and funny and like chill, it's not chill enough.
It wasn't funny at all.
There was like a moment where they were like it was like cute-ish. Like
Sally Draper is not funny.
Yeah, she's definitely not funny. It wasn't dark enough for me because I was like fine with like, okay, like this is dark Sabrina, right?
I got excited when it was dark. Like I'm scared of scary things. So for me, it's like a good amount of dark because I'm not like, I don't want
to
like,
oh, I wanted it to be like scary as shit.
I wanted it to be like, I wanted it to be like fucked up, not really right. like scary. Like things are popping out.
Yeah.
At me.
Like fucked up. I agree. Like I'm saying like darker, like yeah. even if it was like not darker, like shock value, but almost just like creepier the and weird, like American Horror Story.
Okay, the beginning when what's her name like possesses the woman.
Yeah, that was like okay.
That was fucked up. I was scared of that, and I was excited. I right. thought everything else was gonna be. But then I honestly think if they had a different, no offense, Sally Draper, I love you in Mad Men, but I really am not loving you in this. Her acting is. It reminds.
It's very transparent. I think
it doesn't make sense.
I agree with that. Like, I was thinking that the whole time. She was like, not overacting.
She's so confident for no reason. Yeah.
Right. And I didn't get a sense of like why.
She gives me vibes of Betty from Riverdale, who is really annoying at first because she's, but that's the show. Like they're kind of like very earnest, confident right. women, which is fine. Like we should show young women who are confident, especially in high school.
There was something a little annoying about her character. I definitely agree with that.
She's not acting well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was like too. I was like, when I was watching it, I was like imagining her reading the lines.
She's not acting well. I'm so sorry. You know who? Aunt, not Zelda. The other Hilda is.
No, but I liked her. She looked really familiar. What is she?
She plays Pam in the UK Office.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, now I'm.
If
sort
you
of
look her up,
that.
I was like, how do I know this woman? Why does she
I've only seen a couple
weird?
Episodes of that, but that was fun. That's so funny. I actually thought she was pretty good.
Yeah,
I liked her character.
She's good.
And she's good. She felt like they got her from Harry Potter, probably because of her accent, but also just because like she almost had kind of like a little funny, ironic thing about her.
I also like the redhead Zelda. She's good too.
Yeah,
she. It was really funny. I was talking to Elise, who everybody knows if you listen to this up. She was like, yeah. Zelda was also, that actress is so good. She was in Sharp Objects. I'm like, no, like that's a different redhead. She's like, no, it's the same. I was like, wait. She's like, it's the mom in Sharp Objects. I'm like, no, I'll bet you $1 million.
That is not her.
She's like, no. Is and it? Then she looks it up. She's like, you're right, it's not her. It's just completely two different redheads.
I was about to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't realize that.
It was
but no,
just
I'm
so
right.
funny. I'm like, they look, Patricia Clark doesn't look any, or whatever her name is.
No, I did not get
anything
that.
Like her.
Just because they're like both old or.
They're not old.
Older.
Okay, but this
older.
Redhead is from, you know what? She's from Homeland.
Oh,
she plays the Russian.
Recognize her from that. And then there was like I didn't really understand the cousin. It was also annoying me when the cousin kept calling her cousin.
When?
Well, the cousin that lives with her.
That's the cousin.
Ambrose.
He's a cousin.
What do you mean? He kept saying, hello, cousin. Like, he was like, do you not notice
no,
that?
No, I didn't notice
that. He literally
that.
Just kept calling her cousin.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't love the acting, but I kind of want to keep watching it. Like, I'm still
right.
watching
it. It's like, I was like watching it while I was doing other shit, but I was like, and it put me in like a nice little like Halloween weekend
yes.
mood.
It puts me in
do
a Halloween
you know what I mean?
Mood.
Where I was like, this is like a chill, like,
right.
kind of like, in it's like watching a Christmas movie that's like okay around Christmas. You're like, okay, this feels like kind of, I'm like in the mood for this.
I'm in the mood
even
for
if this
it.
Isn't like
yeah
I'm not like dying to see the
it's
next
like
episode
spooky.
Yeah
it's not
I'm
like
gonna
dark.
Probably keep watching like it wasn't I was like into it enough just enough to like keep watching.
I honestly think it could have been better. I'm so
does it get better
again,
as it goes
sorry
on
for Kiernan Shipka or whatever her last name is. I can never pronounce it.
Shipka, she's Shipka? I don't know, whatever.
I like the plot of it as it goes on, but like
it's also a little weird, like I'm just gonna leave and not tell anyone.
Just
I don't know.
It's missing all the fun magic though for me too.
I thought she
Harry
was
Potter.
Gonna like find out that she was a witch, but instead she like knows the whole time. It kinda took some I feel like it would have been better if she didn't know that she was a witch and then like on her 16th birthday she gets told and then she gets to decide, which is how those things usually go.
Yeah.
This is like I've known the whole time and yeah. I'm just like with my boyfriend and my friends and like I'm gonna know I'm eventually gonna leave and it's
yeah.
like what
yeah.
else?
Yeah, and then like wouldn't you have like been preparing for it already, like for your dark
right.
baptism?
I'm so saying it wasn't like dark, it was like oh, and like here's Satan. She's supposed to have sex with him. It was like weird. She
what?
Was like, I don't know. She was like, she's like, because they were talking about Harvey, and she's like, has he defiled you? Because like you're supposed to save yourself for
so
the dark lord.
Yeah,
like, what does that mean?
Marry him or something?
Yeah. It was like, do you know what I mean? It wasn't like deep enough for the darkness. I wanted it to be like had more depth. Like
yeah.
Harry Potter has like a lot of like layers of depth
and there's
and
more
scary
magic.
Stories. Like in Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones is the best.
There's something. There's magic in there, but it's like a real. It's like serious.
Yeah,
it's not like the stakes yeah. are like higher.
Yeah,
not like it's like
because I want some bitches to die.
Yeah, you want there to be like real danger. I was yeah. like kind of like not moved that much. Anyway, maybe it'll get better. They're also remaking Clueless.
I think that's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Why? It's already a good movie.
It's been out for a long time. They just want to like make it. So was A Star Is Born. How would you feel if they said
but
that?
But it hasn't been long enough.
Yes, it has. It's been like a really long time.
Yeah, but it hasn't been as long as Star Is Born.
1994. That was, holy shit.
Yeah, but
like
here's
25 years ago.
Here's the thing. All my arguments. Everything has been redone, but that doesn't mean it's good. I feel like they're not going to redo Mean Girls.
They might in 20 years.
Fuck that, though.
Imagine if they had social media in Mean Girls. It'd be so much meaner.
Well, if you see Mean Girls on Broadway, they have that. And it's really, it's interesting. Okay. So I also just saw Pretty Woman on Broadway and I really didn't like it because.
Is it set modern day?
No. They just redid it. They even had the same like lines and they can't deliver them as well as Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. And then they add these fucking music, this music to it that is, I really had, unless you guys love cheesy shit, like don't see it.
I feel like people who like Broadway are generally into
some
cheesy shit.
No, but like
shit.
I went with Chira and she likes Broadway and she didn't like it.
Okay.
Like it was just meh. Like it was just so bad. The music wasn't good.
Right. If yours are musical and your music sucks, it's going to be bad.
But also the movie is like a rom-com. Like the story is really kind of crazy. Like there's a billionaire falls in love with a prostitute and it's like, The characters need to be so powerful, and that's why Julia Roberts and Richard Gere are both so charming that you can believe them falling in love. And this Broadway show with these two idiots, just like, I don't know, I couldn't handle. But anyway, so Mean Girls is redone on Broadway, and I saw that as well. And I actually really liked it because they took Mean Girls, which is a movie, they realized why. I think it's because Tina Fey helped produce it.
Probably.
But because they realized why this did well then, and it could never do that well now. You know what I mean? If Mean Girls came out now, I don't think it would do as well.
Well, I think because of the times.
That's
also
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The times. So and there was like more social media now, obviously.
Right.
And
but it's also like a little bit like
detrimental.
The lines are like more, they wouldn't get away with those now.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And so in the Broadway show, it shows that they took note of that and they took note of the times and it's very aware of like the time.
Is
in
it more
which
PC?
It's more PC, but they address bullying in a way that isn't cheesy that I like, that I would take like my child to go see or like my sons to go see. You know what I mean? I don't have any of these things, but
your dog,
my dog to go see, like, look, Santa. But that's what I liked about it. This is just like pretty much like a remake.
Right.
And done poorly. Sorry. I forgot where I was going with this. Clueless.
Okay, so that's what you think they would do with Clueless.
I think with Clueless, they need
maybe
to have
would,
like a
maybe they would make it modern.
They need to make it modern, and they need to make it non-cheesy modern.
Right.
I don't know how that's possible.
Rolling with the homies.
How is it possible that they're going to make this non-cheesy? Unless they lean into the cheesiness like Riverdale, which I can see that doing well
know,
for the
really,
younger kids.
The first movie is like pretty funny. It's like,
it's beyond.
Know. I'm trying to think what they could do. I mean, it's high school, so I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
It's really, that movie's so good. And they all don't look like they're in high school, but like.
Right. All right. Well, we'll be right back with some emails right after this. Okay, guys. So today we are sponsored by Billy. Billy is a female first shave brand taking on the pink tax, which is like this unspoken tax on women. And it offers high quality razors at half the price that you pay in stores. And if you've ever been to CVS and tried to buy a razor, you'll notice that you were broke after. So the razor is made for women. And basically, it's like it has 5 super sharp blades, so none of that 4 blade bullshit. Encased in aloe shave soap for the smoothest shave that doesn't require shave cream. It's convenient and flexible, so you can refill the blades. They're delivered to your door based on how frequently you shave. So 1, 2, or 3 months, probably depending on if it's winter or summer. With the option to skip, edit, and cancel at any time. So how does it work?
So you go to mybilly.com and get your starter kit, which includes a Billy handle, a magnetic holder, and 2 5-blade razor cartridges. Once you have that, you receive an ongoing shipment of 4 replacement blade cartridges.
Yeah, and we receive Billy razors, and the 5 blades are really good because it gets you a really close shave.
It makes a huge, huge difference, especially when you're shaving your armpits, just saying.
Yeah, you want that close shave so that it feels like silky smooth. And if you know us, we really like smooth skin.
We do. So again, how do you get your razors? You go to mybilly.com. That's mybilly.com. MYBILLIE.com to start shaving with Billy today.
Hi.
Hi, we're back. Okay, you want to do some emails?
Let's do it.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay. All right, you want me to read the first one?
Please.
I'll do it. Hi, Betches. I absolutely love your podcast. I listen to all of them, et cetera, et cetera. Just going to jump right in. I have this friend who continuously hooks up with boys that should be considered off limits. First, it was to me with this boy I was hooking up with consistently. And a week after, one time we had sex, she hooked up with him. Most recently, one of my friends has this weird history with this boy and had a conversation with my other friend where she said it'd make her upset if someone got with him. Fast forward to the following Saturday and she hooks up with him. I know that the situation isn't about me, but I can't help but being mad at her. She thinks she isn't in the wrong because she, quote unquote, doesn't believe in dibs. But she told me that she thought it'd hurt her friendship with the other girl if she hooked up with him, and she did anyway. Am I in the wrong for feeling upset with her, and how do I handle the situation? Any advice would be appreciated, please. XO, conflicted batch.
How old is this girl? She's calling guys boys.
I feel like she's probably in college. I'm getting a college-y feel, especially given the incestuous nature of whatever this feels
college,
like, which is, I feel like the last time people
just
were...
Just graduated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a girl out there in many friend groups who hooks up with all the guys inappropriately. How do you deal with that, Jordana?
I think the way to deal with that is to, one, here's what this is a very mature thing that might be harder to see when you're in it than after it. But if the guy that you're into is hooking up with this girl, like, it's actually a better, like, it's almost like a good sign for you that, like, you shouldn't be trying to hook up with him.
Well, yeah. But in some college, senses, the guy will hook up with anyone, but yeah.
Right. But, like, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, hard to see when you're actually in the moment. But it's, like, if your friend is pursuing this guy that she knows that you like and the guy goes for it, like, it's kind of fucked up, but it's a good kind of notion. Because if the guy liked you, he wouldn't be hooking up with your friend.
So
it's almost great. You have like a good test screener for him.
You know what I thought you were going to say when you said this is a little more mature? I thought you were going to say that, like, the girl has something going on inside that allows her to be.
Well, that's true too, I'm sure.
To like cross lines like that, even though she doesn't think their lines cross. Like if she said that it would hurt. Wait, she told me she thought
it would hurt her friendship with the other girl
if she hooked up with him, and then she did it anyway. Like clearly, like she realizes there's something wrong, but she's doing it anyway. It means she probably needs attention via
insecure
sex, and is insecure, and so like. Handle the situation by like keeping maybe your distance a little bit from her.
Right. Maybe not bringing guys that you like around her. But on the other hand, it's kind of like what I was saying before. Yeah. It's like if you have to worry about bringing a guy around your friend and you're worried he's going to go with her, that's also an issue with the guy. Like if.
Yeah. Right.
Like any guy that's like worth your time and attention, like wouldn't hook up with your friend if he's interested in you.
If he's interested in you. Correct. Right. But clearly she
has... In college, it's a little harder to navigate that, especially since a lot of people aren't really looking for serious relationships. But you don't really want a guy that you can't trust around your friend. You don't want a friend that you can't trust around a guy. You
definitely don't want that.
It's kind of both things. So yeah, like I would keep her distance from him, but I wouldn't like... I would also, for these girls, like I wouldn't just blame the girl. Like if the guy that they're interested in is hooking up with this girl in their group, like he's not that interested, or he doesn't care about you enough to like think that might be something that best be avoided.
And also like don't worry about her. Like she's creating her own reputation right now, and no one likes a girl, really likes to be around a girl that continues to do that. Like eventually, hopefully she'll clean up her act and realize that she's, you know, doing something wrong. But clearly she needs she needs what's that word?
The attention.
Beyond attention, she needs like
validation.
Right. Like every day, she needs to know. Oh yeah, the guy still like me. Yeah, guy still. She needs it like every week.
Right. This makes me feel good about myself because I'm getting attention from this guy, and other girls like this guy, so I feel even better about myself because like this is a guy that people want.
Here's what you should do. Instead, you should talk about how much you don't like some guys that you actually like around her, and she probably won't go near them.
Right. Or you could test her out by saying a guy that you actually think is gross is really hot. I think we did that. You and your friend just talk about how hot you think a certain guy don't like is, and see if she goes for it, and then you can silently laugh about it among yourselves.
I think that's a great idea.
That's a more fun, fucked up way to go about it
if you're into doing that.
If you're into that kind of thing.
We know from experience.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with another email. So today, guys, we are also sponsored by Third Love, which is an amazing bra company. Their goal is to get you the perfect fit. So they have like half sizes and stuff that other brands don't actually have. We both have Third Love bras and they love them.
They're so good.
They're really, really comfortable. They're very high quality. So basically like how they're different is like you go online, you go to thirdlove.com and you can get a bra that's like specifically fits your needs. So you answer questions about like your breast shape, whether your bra is like kind of big on you, kind of small on you, the straps are too tight, too loose, like all this stuff that you don't really even think about. And that people have never asked you before. So you're kind of like, oh, like maybe what I've been wearing along isn't even actually for me. And that's
usually true. And the quiz is really, really fun. Like, I mean, quizzes are
fun. There's pictures of different shapes of boobs. It's very exciting.
And once you get your bra, just saying, it's so, so comfortable. So like, I usually don't really like to wear bras, honestly, because it like cuts in weird places, the bra strap or like the back, very binding. But honestly, when I got the Third Love bra, I was pleasantly surprised. I was just like, wow, this really, I mean, it fits obviously because I took this long quiz and I know that Third Love, we read that it's an industry leader with 70 different sizes. It's not just, you know.
I'm actually wearing one right now. It's a
surprise.
It's a B and a half, guys. She's, now you know my bra size. No, I'm B and a half, which is like I didn't even know was a thing because I've always either like I kind of just like switch off between getting B's and C's. But this is great because it's actually like the correct fit for me.
And that makes sense. And also, speaking of comfort, it's high quality and it doesn't have tags, which is makes a huge difference if you wear a bra that doesn't have tags. You realize, oh, I hate the tags. That's what makes it itchy. And I love this bra. Yeah, so
super annoying. So how do they get the discount?
Thanks for asking, Jordana. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So you go to thirdlove.com/betch now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's Third Love, thirdlove.com/BETCH for 15% off today. Okay, next email. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to read it. Hi, Betches. First off, love you guys. Your multiple podcasts help me get through every week while keeping my sanity. Now to my recent issue I've been coming across. I've been dating this guy for about a year, now my boyfriend, and basically all of my friends are single/dating casually. When it comes to the weekend, I want to see my friends, do the typical brunch things, etc. But I also want to see my boyfriend. I feel bad always leaving the bar early/missing the occasional brunch and having to explain it's because I want to spend a little time with my SO. I do invite... Do you ever say SO? Oh, casually.
I only say it when writing like you up, like stuff, headlines.
So funny.
You don't want to say like boyfriend or girlfriend too long.
I do invite my boyfriend out and everyone gets along fantastically, but I also want time with just my friends, you know? But I also want time with my boyfriend. Ugh. I feel bad when I feel like I have to choose between the two. Is this a normal feeling? How do I balance getting to see my boyfriend and my friends enough on the weekends? How do you guys balance friendships and relationships? Sincerely, a little confused betchling.
Okay, so I think
this is normal.
Right, this is definitely normal. This is definitely a normal dilemma. I feel like I since I've been in a relationship, most of our friends have been, but I feel like with you, you've been dating Rusty for how long?
Like almost 4.5 years.
Right, so like I think in the beginning of you guys dating, most of us were single, right?
Yeah, and I was stressed out the same way.
Right. So I feel like you'd probably, like, how did you deal?
I felt stressed out. Like, sometimes I almost thought that, like, oh my God, everyone hates me. And I don't see anyone ever. Well, I figured no one's really thinking about me that much. That's right. How I dealt with it. But her dilemma isn't that she's worried her friends think that way. It's that she doesn't get to see her friends that often, which I forced myself to just sort of make time and like, hopefully your boyfriend is just as social as you are, which Rusty is. And so I would just he'd be like, I'm going with my friends. I'm like, great. And then I would go make plans with my friends. I would just add, like, I would ask you to dinner or I would do whatever. It is hard. Like it just like kind of is. It's like from at one point you're spending all of your free time with your friends and now you have to split it in half.
Right. And you don't want to be like a girl who like disappears when she's in a relationship.
For sure.
Because it's like, and it's, I think it's easier like in my state now where it's like a lot of the things happening are like coupley things. It's like not a ton of like, we're all just going out on Friday. We're going to see where the night takes us.
Exactly.
Which I've definitely done my fair share of. But I feel like that can get, if you're in a relationship, that gets definitely like a little old. Like
it gets old and you're just sort of like, I don't know. I always love to party. So like, when you were asleep before I was. That's and true. I was
all about quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
When you did go out, you were like,
I always went out like just for the hell, like just to make sure that my night is really fun. Like I didn't have responsibilities the next day. Mm-hmm. I just like made it like a thing. But I think that might be the lesson is like, think about the quality and not quantity. Because like, like make sure when you see your friends, it's really like you have a really good time, or you make sure that you guys have like good plans. And then I think that will be more meaningful to you rather than the number of times you see that person.
Also like a year in, like it's natural to kind of want to spend all your time with the person that you're dating. Like I'm sure that fades a little bit to the extent of like, you know what I mean? Like you're more like comfortable in your relationship. Mm-hmm. You settle into it more and then you become like, that like urgency to see someone like is like chills mm-hmm. out a little bit.
Yeah. But also after a while it becomes more comfortable and you do just like, yeah, let's just go to dinner.
Right.
Well, and you like, have like you have less stress. Yeah. You're just like, I don't want to make plans. Let's just go to dinner.
Right.
But at the same time, like you just sort of have like her, like you just have these urgency, like this urgency to want to see your friends and hang mm-hmm. out and like get away from your SO.
Right.
And I don't know. I think
it's important to plan the occasional girls night out.
Yes.
Whether that's like dinner or like actually going out or just like hanging out.
Right. I think the balancing thing, I think it's the way it's, you can take a lesson about balancing the same way. We talk about this in our career book, When's Happy Hour, is like the same way that you balance anything in your life. It could, you have your life and then you have like your work, you have your friendships, your boyfriends, your work, your health, your right. family. And it's just sort of, you have to plan it. You have to make time for it. You can't just expect things to just fall into your life because they become imbalanced. Then you're just like, oh shit, I haven't seen my friends in 3 months.
Right.
Do they hate me?
And then they start talking
and shit then they about start you. Talking shit about you. But if you're showing an effort, I feel like it'll be reciprocated and it'll feel more balanced. Right.
Once they feel like you like actually like want to see them, want to include
and you'll them in feel life, more right? more like you're balanced because you it'll feel like you're taking care of your relationships. Right.
That's true. And people like being around people who have lives outside of them, whether that's your friends
Fair.
Or your boyfriend. It's just like a more fun person to be around. That's yeah. like someone who's like deliberately making time for you instead of like when you're single and you're just hanging out with your friends all the time. It's like we all have nothing to do. So we're all like here.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem as like when you're making plans with your friends and you've like gone out of your way to make those plans, they're more fun. They're more like, you know, think
Let's
about
catch
like,
up.
Think
Let's
about the
do
mom
stuff.
Who has like two kids at home and goes out. She's like having more fun than anyone yeah. else that night because she appreciates it more and because it was uh-huh. like a deliberate thoughtful thing that she like really wanted to do.
Yeah. So I think it's about like feeling the balance is really just like how you internalize it and how you like, if you feel like you're taking care of like your friendships, your relationship, and it's like the balance really.
Yeah. So that's it.
All right. We'll be right back.
So guys, today we are sponsored by Policy Genius. So life insurance isn't obviously the most fun thing to think about. Most No. people don't like thinking about dying.
They definitely don't.
But actually having life insurance is a really good feeling because it's nice to know that if anything happens to you, your family won't have to start a GoFundMe to stay afloat.
So there's this company called Policy Genius. It's now the easy way to get life insurance online. You can get it in 2 minutes. You can compare quotes from the top insurers to find the best policy for you. And when you actually compare the quotes, you get to save money. So that's the whole thing. It's going to inform you about what you should be getting. And they don't just make life insurance easy. They also compare disability insurance, auto insurance, home insurance. And if you care about it, they can cover it.
So if you've been avoiding getting life insurance because it's difficult or confusing, give Policy Genius a try. Go to policygenius.com to get your quotes and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. It's the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. So go to policygenius.com. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Okay, so shoot BFF party with. So I'm talking about Melissa Joan Hart and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, so the original.
Okay.
Cher Horowitz in the original Clueless.
Duh.
And Katie Heron. Katie, it's Katie.
It's Katie.
Katie. Is it Katie? It is Katie. Katie. It's Katie.
It's Katie.
Sorry, it's Katie.
Okay. I don't really care about... She is a a witch, though. I love witches. I love anything that has to do with witches. I love Coven of American Horror Story.
So do you want to be her BFF or party with her? She'd probably be a fun partier. She could like fuck things up.
She could fuck things up. Though Cher, I feel like... No, Cher doesn't like to party. She like doesn't drink.
Oh, yeah. I think she'd probably be a good friend. I mean, friends, because she tried to set Ty up.
Right. She'd be a great
friend. She wouldn't hook up with Elton.
BFF with... Yeah. Unlike the girl who we read about who hooks right. up with everyone.
Okay. So I think we're going to... I would... I think I'm getting rid of Caddy.
Yeah.
It's Katie.
It's Katie.
Getting rid of her. I'm being friends with Cher Horowitz. And I'm going to... Because Katie is kind of annoying. She actually did steal Regina's man.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. So bad friend. And
bad friend.
Sabrina, I think, would be fun to party with, even though she is 16. Let's She's a lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy for 16. Well, maybe that's why she doesn't drink. She's 16.
Oh, so is Cher, yeah.
Okay, Chuck, fuck, Mary. Aaron Samuels, Harvey Kinkle, I'm assuming his...
I think that's his name.
Is it Kinkle?
I think it's Kinkle.
It's kinky. And Josh from Clueless, who looks exactly the same and has not
aged. I'm marrying Paul Rudd, a.k.a. Absolutely. Josh from Clueless, like, of course.
Without any question. Harvey's such a little bitch. I'm sorry.
I think I've got to get rid of him yet. I love you. Yeah. Relax, Harvey. She hasn't even slept with you yet.
I know. Like, always. And I'll have sex with Aaron Samuels. In the projection room of the auditorium.
Although, yeah, I'm into that. Okay. He's very cute.
One last one. Jordana, would you rather have the ability to read minds or the ability to live to 120 years old?
I think it would really fuck me up, but I would really like to read minds. I think you could be so powerful.
Okay. Yes.
In a fucked up way.
Okay. Yes.
But I might not like what I hear.
Exactly. I feel like our...
I don't want to live to 120, though.
Okay, well, what if you were... Like, you lived forever.
That's...
And you were, like...
That's longer than that.
At your hottest self.
I don't think I want to live forever. Live longer than everyone else around me. That sounds super depressing.
It's like the age of Adeline.
Or Tuck Everlasting.
Yeah, but Blake Lively's really pretty.
So was Tuck. He was hot.
Do you remember that book?
So what you have to pick one. Yeah, I do. It was good. I feel like we read it in sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah. And like, I think our teacher also gave away the ending.
You know who you are.
Okay. Or the ability to live to 120. I guess I'll just live to 120 because I get to meet all of my grandkids and great, great, great grandkids. And
I guess it's not like lineage. That old.
It's not
There's
bad.
People who live to 120.
Yeah.
That's
it's
like
not bad.
As old as you.
You're just like old.
What if it's 150?
I'd rather not read minds. I really don't want to read minds. Like, that's too much pressure on. Like, you'd have to like go and tell people that you read minds and you can help with like
be like what women want.
Yeah, but in reality, he would go and like have to consult for companies and maybe the government, and he would have a lot of responsibility and people would kill him, like try to kill him.
You'd rather just like sit in your home, watch Netflix till you're 120. I get it. That works.
Like, I don't want to be so fucking responsible. Like, I just want to live my little life.
It's too much responsibility.
Yeah. Like, I don't need to be a super... I don't need to join the Avengers, fair. You know?
I would. Yeah. Also, like, I feel like if I read minds and I heard people were thinking at me, I would, like, want to yell at them. But you're like...
Fuck you!
Right?
You're like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Can you imagine how many fights with, like, your boyfriend that would start?
I can't. I wouldn't be... You'd live a solitary life.
Yeah, you would just be screaming at them, like, all day. Like, how dare you think that about me?
And nobody would want to be around
I get mad at him when I have a dream that he like did something annoying.
It's like that episode of Friends. Right. No, you wouldn't. Nobody would want to be around
That's
you either.
True.
Be like, I don't block my mind.
Yeah. What was the movie where?
What women want?
The vampire movie, the vampire show, True Blood. Sookie can read minds.
Oh yeah.
But not vampires. That's why she likes Bill, because she can't read his mind.
Right. And that we should take a note from.
She
that.
Was unhappy.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's actually funny? Bill can live to forever.
Yeah, that
and
is
she
weird.
Could read minds. So you know.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway, that's our episode.
I'm not normal, Sookie. I'm vampire.
That
was a good show.
Great show. Only the beginning.
I know.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Oh, and order our book.
And don't forget to order our book. It is now out and available for you to read and review.
And subscribe.
Only if you like it. And subscribe. Read, review, and subscribe. All right.
It's called When's Happy Hour. Get it everywhere books are sold. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week.
See ya. Bye.